Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The world will be listening and watching 8:30 tonight. Historic game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA. Miami Heat, at one point we're up 3-0 in the series. The Boston Celtics, 1 point favored to win the whole entire Larry O'Brien NBA playoffs. We'll see what happens tonight. Game 7, it's going to be exciting. I wanted to ask you this, Vlad, and we've talked about this throughout the series. Is there any way, shape, or form that Udonis Haslem gets on the court tonight?
Yes.
And how? Is it one of those things? They throw him in there for a couple of minutes in the first quarter?
No.
Get the troops fired up?
No.
Or is it that it's a massacre and they put him in at the end?
It's a massacre and he put him at the end.
Okay. I just don't see. Yeah, I don't see.
But it might be a massacre in the other way. You know what I mean? It could be a Heat blowout.
I don't think he wants to go into that. I mean, I'm talking about if Boston's blowing him out, he's not going in.
I mean, it's this last game.
Yeah, but that's not the way UD does things, man.
I mean, you know, think one more time, one more run. This is his last run. It's last game as an NBA player.
I cannot see Spo lose in the first quarter, second quarter, or just at one point there's like a lull early in the game, him putting in Udonis Haslem. I know it sounds poetic, and it sounds like, man, that might be the right thing to do. I do not see Spo putting him in as a spark plug.
I don't see it either, but if this is his last game, and they probably, if he wants to run up the court one more time, why not? You hope it's not his last game.
Yeah, that's
if
it.
If you're a Heat fan,
make
you
it
hope
easy.
It's not his last game.
Make it easy, Heat.
And
go
as
out
an
there
NBA
and
fan, and a guy who respects Udonis Haslem tremendously, I would hope that his last game would have been at the Kaye Center, where the crowd can acknowledge him and give him a final goodbye. I know they did that in the last game of the season against Orlando, but this is different because, you know, he's a lifer. 20 years and the chance of him to win one more title, you root for that. You hope for that.
There's a lot on the line for Udonis Haslem's legacy in tonight's game. That doesn't by any means, you know, really tarnish his legacy, but
this does nothing to him.
Well, no, it does.
I think so.
What will always happen is you'll say all the accolades, you know, retired the number, and be like, I now remember his last game was that terrible time that Boston came back from 3-0 and won the game 4. Like I'm saying, it doesn't tarnish it, but you always could make it.
But you're going to remember
like,
that.
I remember his last game, like, oh, that's so unfortunate.
His last season, they got to the playoff as an 8 seed, and then they had
a great run.
And then they got reverse swept when he could have gone to the finals.
That was his last game. But then now on the other side is, if he advances to the NBA Finals, no matter what, you say, man, his last year, his 20th year, he was in the NBA Finals, maybe even wins the whole thing. But either way, you could say, you know, I remember he was in the NBA Finals, or he won an NBA championship.
That's why I said he can't lose, man. That Saturday night should not have been Udonis Haslem's last game.
There's a lot on the line for UD tonight. A lot on the line for UD. And
when
I say a lot
on the Heat, let's keep it a buck, man. Let's keep it a buck. I know that's our segment on our show on the weekend, but nah, y'all can't lose like this, bro. You cannot get reverse swept. BS.
The storyline is just great for Udonis Haslem. His 20th year in the league, Heat lifer, goes back to the NBA Finals, possibly wins it. That would be a great, great, great storyline.
Yeah, but there's also a flip.
Right?
They get reverse swept. They lose a 3-0 series lead. Like, and it's all about positivity for the Heat fans. I know you got to say that, but you also got to prepare yourself for the, you know, The other side, the other flip of the coin. It's gonna be a bad, like I said, you guys lose, you're not gonna recover from this for a while.
I just want to say this. Jimmy and Spo have said over and over again, we're gonna win this series. We got this. We're gonna do it as a team. We're gonna win. I have to just keep believing in them. I just have to keep believing in them that they are going to find a way to win the game tonight. All for one, one for all. I'm only basing this off of faith and what they've been telling me. I could break down, well, we got it on paper and on this and the referee and this and this.
Forget all that. Forget all of that.
All I have to do is go on faith. I have Heat faith right now. I believe in the Heat.
You believe in Spo.
I believe in Spo.
You believe in the Godfather.
I believe in the Godfather.
You believe in Jimmy.
I do believe in Jimmy.
You believe in Bam?
I believe he can be good tonight.
I didn't ask you that.
I know.
You believe in Kyle Lowry?
Yeah, I do believe in Kyle Lowry. I believe in Caleb Martin. I believe in Gabe Vincent.
You believe in Max Strus? Because that's it right now. I just named you all the players that's playing for Miami right now.
Right, and Kevin Love may play a little bit.
By the way, Tyler Hero's not playing tonight, guys. So somebody.
A lot of people have been thrown that out in the ether. No. They've gone, well, maybe Tyler Hero, we can get him out there to shoot a couple threes.
Tyler's not coming over. You know, and I'm not calling Tyler Hero when Bonnie Tyler had a song, I Need a Hero.
That sounds like a little bit of a force to throw him out there in game seven.
No.
He hadn't been able to run or do a lot of things. I mean, I know he's been cleared for non-contact and all that stuff. I have had some people tell me, what about bringing Tyler Hero off the bench for a spark and hitting some shots? Nah, I was like,
he's not ready, guys.
Man's got a broken hand.
He's not ready, guys, so there'll be no Tyler Hero.
And the rotation could get messed up. I always thought that was just pie in the sky. So, okay, Tyler Hero not coming back. Victor Oladipo also not coming back, just in case you're wondering. You weren't wondering. I was just saying.
I'm about to say.
Everybody at our disposal. Well, I don't know, but... got to believe in the coaching staff. Got to believe in these players. Got to believe that they've been a team throughout these playoffs. And got to believe that they have one more game in them, at least in this series. One more good game in them in this series. And I believe tonight is the night. So we'll find out. 8:30. I'm a little tense. Maybe I need a massage again. I don't know. That last massage I got, it kind of messed me up. But nonetheless, 8:30 tonight, Game 7, Heat Celtics, TD Garden. History will be made. Either the Heat, the second team, as an 8 seed to advance to the NBA Finals. Your Knicks were the first in 1999. Or the first team to have that reverse sweep. Go 3-0, then lose 4-3 in a series.
Yeesh.
Just hate even saying it. Probably not going to say it anymore today. That's enough. That's enough of that. Who knows what happens in the Western Conference of the NHL playoffs, because it looked like the Las Vegas Golden Knights were walking, just like the Panthers were. They were up 3-0. We're thinking, man, these two teams are going to be well-rested. They're going to be ready to knock each other out. Nope. Las Vegas and Dallas still knocking each other out because Dallas won the other night 4-2. Game 6 is tonight at 8. Of course, Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals is going to be this coming Saturday. I know we're all going to be watching that. Ooh, very interesting. Let's talk some college baseball real quick. Hurricanes baseball team, they fell 11-5 in the ACC Tournament Championship game yesterday to Clemson. They are going to host a regional this weekend. And would you like to know who's going to be in the regional? I'm excited.
I love it. I'm happy for them.
My best friend, Bo Bujo, just texted me this. Said, you better get out there and represent. So you have top-seeded Miami. Second-seeded Texas. Third-seeded the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana Lafayette.
Look at that. You still get some love from your hometown.
I know. I thought maybe LSU was going to be here, but I'm pretty sure LSU was going to host a regional. And number four is Maine. Don't sleep on Maine. Don't sleep on the Raging Cajuns. And, of course, we know Texas has got a tradition there in the program.
Miami-New England is always going to have a rivalry in any type of postseason.
Always, man.
Bruins, Panthers, Heat, Celtics, now Maine and Miami.
Mm-hmm. Coral Gables. So you get Maine, Louisiana Lafayette, or just Louisiana as they like to call themselves now, and Texas. I'm an LSU guy, so I will refer to them as Louisiana Lafayette, not University of Louisiana or Louisiana University, University of Louisiana, yeah.
Okay.
Raging Cajuns, man, you got to be careful. There's going to be some mean tailgating out there now because them Cajuns from Lafayette, whoo, they live to party, man. You think I'm bad. some people in Lafayette are even crazier. So there's going to be some good tailgates out there. I know the Metro Royal boys and a lot of the Miami fans are going to be representing good. I don't know about Texas and Maine. I don't really know about their cultures very much. But I know that's going to be a pretty wild regional right there. And no easy games now, but this Hurricanes team is pretty good. I think they're 11th ranked now, maybe even higher now after they almost won the ACC tournament. So if you get a chance this weekend, I know there's a lot going on this weekend. They got the Panthers that are going to be playing. The Heat could be playing on Sunday if they get through tonight. You got a little regional action. The Marlins are going to be in town against the A's. Vlad and I might try to make it out to one of those games on a Saturday. So could be another crazy busy weekend here in the South Florida area. Inter Miami is going to be playing at some point this weekend on Saturday, 7:30. I don't know if they're at home or not. I think they're away. But nonetheless, something to watch, something to keep an eye on.
You've been talking Inter Miami a lot.
I'm worried about them, man. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little worried about Inter Miami right now.
Well, why are you worried about Inter Miami?
Because we keep just waiting for things to happen, and things just don't always seem to be happening with those guys.
Your boy, your coach, man, he wilded out the other day.
Yeah.
You know, what was wrong with him, man?
Very British. He lost his temper, cussed out a reporter, and then immediately said, I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to snap at you.
we won five. No, can I finish speaking? Are you going to interrupt? Can I finish speaking? Okay, because I don't interrupt your question. Okay, so don't interrupt mine. Show some respect. So, sorry for the language. Sorry, what was the question? Ask me the question.
Yeah, he's stressed.
He's a little stressed out right now, man. But luckily, his best friend owns the team, so he has a little bit of comfort and cushion in there. And he's actually gotten to the playoffs last year. We'll see.
When you snap at a reporter like that, and the reporter he's like, "Can I finish my question?" Yeah, yes. Like you realize, yes. And he's like, and then he asked him again.
What was the question?
And then he asked him again, and then he went off, and then he forgot what he was about to say, and then asked, "What was the question?" He's gonna curse at me. And then ask me what was the question.
Yeah, by the way, sorry.
Just, what was your question again?
I forgot what I was going to say.
Come on, coach. What's wrong with you, man?
The only reason you worry about that as an Inter Miami fan, some of the supporters groups have called for Phil Neville's head or for his sacking, as they say. I would hate for Inter Miami to lose this already kind of small fan base that they have. That would be my worry, that some of these supporters groups have already felt kind of slighted by the organization, misheard or underheard by this organization, and now they're calling for the firing. If they don't fire him, whole thing is...
Minus one.
Uh-oh, what's wrong?
He gets a minus one.
Oh, yeah. That was bad. The only thing is Lionel Messi comes to the team, and now all that goes away. The stadium would be packed every night, every game.
Minus one.
I'm sick of this Lionel Messi to Inter Miami. Unless it really happens, I don't want to hear it.
They said something like if Lionel Messi would take a deal from Saudi Arabia, he could make like
I don't want to hear it
$1 billion. And everybody's like, no, but he wants an ownership stake in an MLS team. That's why he would come here. I'm like, not yet. It's just not yet. No. Matthew Tkachuk was at the Heat game the other night. He was wearing an elbow room shirt.
Nice. Show love to the ER.
He told TNT that he is rooting for both his childhood friend, Jason Tatum, and his new friend, Jimmy Butler. Of course, the Panthers.
I don't know if it's his new friend. He just said that's his favorite player. It was his first time at a Heat game.
They've never met?
I don't think so.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Jimmy was just rocking his jersey in Boston, practicing. Probably liked the way he played. I mean, they're kind of similar. They're literally just...
I'm going to ask you.
He's the Jimmy Butler of hockey, you know.
Maybe we can talk about that next. Who's the mayor of this town?
Mayor of what town? This town?
Matthew Tkachuk or Jimmy Butler?
Ooh.
We'll get into that next. Well,
you know what? One guy plays in Fort Lauderdale. Guy plays in
South Florida. Let's make it South Florida.
Oh, the mayor of South Florida, huh?
We'll talk about it. Okay. Joseph Newgarden, he is the mayor of Indianapolis. He won his first Indy 500 yesterday. He's the first American to do so since 2016.
I'm going to reiterate this again. Stop with the milk.
You know, like, I always found that very strange that when you win the Indy 500, you drink milk.
Who drinks milk when it's hot?
Yeah, you've been in a hot-ass car all day. You're kind of
sweating. You probably got to use the bathroom. You probably might have had to use.
And you got to
probably urine on yourself.
Yeah, you probably have to wear a diaper.
I'm pretty
sure. You
probably have to wear a diaper or anything. And I don't know. I mean, it's been a long time since I was a kid, but you know, I don't think you want to be. You ever see kids when they pee on themselves? They pee in a diaper and then they just running around sweating and
chafing and everything.
Yeah, that's nastiness. Nah, man, give me champagne.
And this is the other thing, too. You're probably, once you get back into the garage or the pit or whatever, you're probably starting to drink booze like champagne.
Give me champagne.
Boom. Alcohol and milk on your stomach is terrible, man.
Put a big ass bottle of Ace of Spades in a bucket of ice, and when I win, after I kiss my girl, like he did, his girl loves.
Good job.
Yeah, good job by him, man. He both wins. He won in life.
She won
too.
She won too.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Give me that big bottle of Ace and let me pop it and drink it. Yeah, I'm happy. That's cold. It's gonna refresh my body. Not no damn milk.
I'll take some Busch beer and I don't know, Boone's Farm, and just go crazy.
Just hate the milk.
You're not driving anymore that day. I understand they don't want to promote drinking and driving, but it's not like they're drinking and driving. They're finished driving. They ain't going nowhere no after that.
I don't need no calcium.
Let's go ahead real quick, try to figure out some other things that are going on in this world by taking a step into the day spa. The United States has officially exonerated 12 women who were condemned as witches some 400 years ago in Connecticut. I mean, I wish I were man enough to exonerate some witches in my life.
400 years ago? Yeah, after 400 years? Yeah.
They're honorable women now. They've been made honorable. Not honorable, but they've been made honest women all of a sudden. Witch hunts. Always so crazy. Who is the mayor of South Florida? We've got a couple candidates, two for sure, that we know of. Vlad and I will discuss next. This is the Tobin and Leroy Show on 560 WQM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
AM.
This is 15 minutes of your Miami Heat.
We're doing a whole lot more than 15 minutes of Heat today. It's Game 7, Eastern Conference Finals. Heat, Celtics. On the line, the Bob Cousy Trophy, the Larry Bird MVP Trophy. And we can just take it away from all those Commonwealthers and bring it back here to South Florida for us South Floridians to enjoy. Oh, and we're going to enjoy it. The unquestioned leader of the Miami Heat, of course, is Jimmy Butler. He has promised us multiple times over the past week that they are going to win this series. So you have to believe in him. In Jimmy, we trust. When it comes to basketball, when it comes to hockey, I would say in Matthew Tkachuk, we trust. Both he and Jimmy have had unbelievable playoffs, had some unbelievable performances, great shots, and just overall good takes. Everything they've done has seemed to be beautiful. Of course, Jimmy shot 5 for 21 last game. That doesn't matter. He was good in the clutch. We know Jimmy Butler. He's the leader of the Heat. Matthew Tkachuk is at least the face of the Panthers. So, who is the mayor of South Florida? We're going to also incorporate some other people that might be in the running too, but right now, we're going to start off with just Jimmy Butler or Matthew Tkachuk. Vlad, who do you think in the recent straw poll has a slight lead?
It's got to be Jimmy right now.
Oh, you're going Jimmy? I was going to go the opposite way. Not just to be a contrarian, but to be honest.
No, it's still Jimmy. Jimmy's got 4 years, man. Jimmy's got 4 years. He's got some equity. He's got some foundation already planted in South Florida. Now, if Matthew wins a Stanley Cup and he don't win an NBA championship, then it moves up.
I would say Matthew Tkachuk is the slight leader right now because he is already punched his ticket.
Yeah, but Jimmy got you to the NBA final.
Right.
And this is the third. You've been in three conference finals in 4 years with Jimmy, and You're literally 40 minutes, 48 minutes away from going to another NBA Finals.
So you know,
it's still Jimmy as of now. I will say that they lose. I can understand if Kachuk slightly passed, but
like right
as
now,
of right now, 123 here in the Magic City, it's still Jimmy's. Jimmy's still the mayor of South Florida.
Like most voters, what have you done for me lately? Matthew Kachuk got that gold in that huge 4 overtime game. Got the series winner in game 4 this past Wednesday. He's already through to the finals. Jimmy, he's still got some convincing to do. He can do it tonight. He can do a great job convincing me tonight that he is the mayor of South Florida. But my vote right now is going to go to Matthew Kachuk. Give the Panthers some love. Who knows what he's going to do in the finals? That's why it's a straw poll. It's not the exact thing. Who else do you think is in the running for mayor? I would expect Eric Spoelstra is in the running for mayor of South Florida.
We're going to go executives and coaches. Riley's still the mayor.
He's still the mayor?
He's the godfather. He's the governor. He's everything. But we're going athletes here.
Just athletes?
Oh, Bob. We can't forget Bob. Bob might be. Ooh.
No, that's what I was saying.
Bob might be tied with Matthew.
You think he's up there?
Yeah.
His position is not like the sexy stuff that
I don't care. His position is the second most important position in sports.
You got to be sexy to win votes. We know that.
It's the second most important position in sports.
I know. And he's the main reason we're in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Bob's in it.
He's in the race. That's what I'm bringing. He's in the race. He's definitely in the race. He can help his case. He's in the race. UD, is he getting some votes?
No.
Just for his history?
I mean... Ooh, get back to me on that.
Okay, so UD could possibly he's thrown his name in the hat. UD,
it's like
could be.
He's an official of South Florida. He's the OG. You know what? He's the OG. He's the OG. OG.
You know him. He knows you.
He's the South Florida OG. That's it.
He's gonna be steady. Doesn't take no nothing from nobody. Type of politician you want right there. Right, it stands up for what he believes in. No guff. UD, he's in the running. He's in the running. Now, Tua Tagovailoa, if he were to have an unbelievable season, he could be a dark horse for the mayor of South Florida. But as of now, I don't have him in the runoff.
Texas are going crazy right now. 9-5, well, your boy, Mr. Rob Day, mayor of South Florida, still UD, hands down, until that man is retired. That's just the way it is. 954, Kepka's doing his best to be in the conversation for mayor. 786, Marino, zero rings, king of Miami.
Well, that's interesting, yeah.
786, another 786 number. Bob, come on, guys. He's been playing good for 9 days. Hey, listen, Mr. 786. No, he hasn't been playing good for 9 days. He's been playing good for like 5 weeks, all right?
Yeah, well, I think he's making more of a reference to the point where we thought Alex Lang was our future.
He said he's commissioner at best.
Okay.
And he also said, UD, no, you got to play to be a mayor.
Ooh.
That's rough. Bro.
Is that Leroy?
That's rough.
Leroy texting in or something? Come on, man. Come on. He does so much for the team. It's a team effort.
That's rough.
It's a team effort. You don't think UD is going to give a little motivation and maybe even a little speech tonight before the game or even at halftime?
Listen, man, somebody may have make that speech that they better not
better
lose
come
this
fired
game
up.
For UD.
Better come fired up tonight. Better not come out flat-footed.
He called Twitch on YouTube, said UD is the captain chief of police.
Menu 631 says Caleb Martin deserves a key. Yeah, Caleb Martin's not in the running. He's a good player. He's had a great series. But, yeah, he deserves, like, a key to the city.
Oh, by the way, I'm not putting Tua in this conversation.
I
had nothing.
Like I said, if he has a great season this year, makes it to the Super Bowl, he'll be in the running.
A guy that would have been in the conversation, but he's playing like crap right now, is Sandy.
Yeah, man. Sandy's out.
He's
withdrawn his name from.
He's withdrawn his name.
You know, sometimes you got to know when to pull out and just kind of focus on you right now. Jazz Chisholm, no. He's not in the conversation.
And we're talking athletes, right?
We're talking athletes.
Yeah, because coaches, you had said Spo, right? And I would have said, I got somebody that would have given Spo a run for his money.
Who would that have been?
Come on, man. Coach L.
Oh, yeah. Well, Coach L.
Elite 8, Final Four, 2 years, yeah. McDaniel would have been running.
A little bit.
You know, but it's still Spo's town as a head coach.
Yep.
Oh, but Paul Maurice. Like, look at that. The coaches are
He's fun to watch.
That might
fun
be the better conversation. Who's the best coach in South Florida right now?
Right now. Who's the best coach in South Florida right now?
Yeah.
Whew, man. That's a tough one right there. because they both have a lot of experience. They both gotten far in these playoffs. They both had 8 seeds.
First year, got his team to the wild card.
Yeah, but Mike McDaniel's not in the stratosphere of Eric Spoelstra or even
He's beloved here, man.
He is.
This guy's like a good luck charm.
He did make some rookie mistakes this year, though.
Well, he's a rookie.
I'll point at those. Yeah, but I mean, I don't see Spo making rookie mistakes in his whatever 20th year here.
I don't know. Some people might say
not blocking out some people in that final
people
play.
Not locked out, right? Even the rookie mistake. But I'm just saying,
him not guarding the ball. That was the big thing in the analyst.
See how nice
he didn't guard the ball on the inbound pass.
See how nice this and great this is. And you want to have this continued? Got to win tonight.
Yep, win tonight.
We'd love tonight.
We'd love to go to a runoff between all these guys, and we can just keep debating on who is the mayor of South Florida
Gotta give Manu credit, man. Dusty May. Listen, you got to show FAU love too, right?
That's true. Dusty May brought the team that nobody thought would go to the Final Four to the Final Four, and really one shot away from winning that bad boy. Talk about getting your heart ripped out.
That's another gut-wrenching loss right there.
That's one we did not mention.
South Florida's had a lot of gut-wrenching losses.
That's why we
don't want this to happen tonight. This could be the worst one because this, like I said, I know for this pain.
It's hurt.
It's hurtful. Hurtful pain.
It's hard. It's hard.
I'd rather my girl. I walk in on my girl cheating on me.
Ooh, it's that bad? No. No. The pain of your team getting reverse swept is worse than you walking in on your old lady getting it from another guy.
Crazy.
Thank goodness I've never walked in on any of my women with another guy, but I can only imagine how painful that would be.
Yeah.
And it's worse. It's
worse than that, bro.
I can't have that feeling tonight. Vlad, you got me scared. I cannot have that feeling tonight.
It's worse than that, bro.
No.
I'm telling you.
Oh.
It's painful, bro.
Because you can always move on and say she was no good anyway. But when your sports team, who you still have to love and you still have to be with.
It can hurt and
you can walk away from that situation.
But you can find somebody else. You can't find another sports team.
No.
When you've invested all your time with this team, you spent money, you bought tickets and all of that. This is a relationship that can never be severed. It can't be divorced.
That's true.
You're married to your team.
You can leave that old lady that's running around on you. You can't leave your sports team.
However you became
a – you are a fan that leaves a sports team because of this. You're not a real fan.
You're not a real fan.
Get out of here.
However you became a fan of your team, some of us became fans because of our parents or, our uncles, aunt, whatever. Our
for
grandparents,
whatever reason.
Whatever reason. You're in love with that team. That is you're in that relationship.
You ride or die.
Forever. You
ride or die.
You share that. It go generations from generation to generation. Yeah, bro. You could find another person. You could find another significant other.
Yeah.
That other significant other could be way better than the person.
And you can say, you know what? It's water under the bridge. I don't care about that. You know what? Anyway, I got this better now. There ain't no better now.
You can never
your sports
forget.
Team.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You
and like
can
I said,
never
you,
forget that.
You can't be that guy or girl that bails on your team when the going gets tough. You got to get going with them. No matter how bad it is. You haven't left the New York Yankees because they got reverse sweep by the Boston Red Sox. You just hurt. You can leave that old lady. And you should leave that old lady because she ain't no good for you if she's doing that in front of you.
That's so. I mean, it's not like she was doing it in front of you. You just walked in. But I'm just saying, it's more
not pain. Your fault.
Not
your fault. You said you were going to be working all day. You got cut from work and you went home.
You know, you ain't got to pull a, you ain't got to pull a Shawshank or anything like that. You know, no, nothing crazy.
No. I do want to ask you, getting back to basketball and not less of our love lives. Do you see in any case and in any scenario, I mean, of course there are scenarios, but that Spo would inject someone that maybe you didn't really expect, like a Haywood Highsmith or...
I thought he might have used him in game 6, especially when Tatum was lighting it up in the first half, but he didn't. I think Spo trusts a certain amount of people right now on that team, and you saw that with Kevin Love, they didn't even give him the obligatory, here's start, you start 5 minutes and then we'll bring Caleb. No, he put Caleb from the jump and it was a good move because Caleb basically gave you what you would have wanted. He gave you double digits in rebounds,
and
which is what you would have used Kevin Love for. And he hit a couple three-pointers. The Heat shot tremendous in the from three-point line, which is the reason why kept them in game 6.
It's a make-or-miss league.
Kevin, you might have to use Kevin Love tonight. Like, you may need him.
If you see the team, you see some of the players. You know what? I can't even say that. This team was – they went to Boston last season. They've won many games in Boston. This is not the first time they're ready, man. They're ready.
And we're ready for that game, 8:30 tonight. We're going to get you even more ready. We have one more segment here on the Tobin and Leroy Show, 560 WQAM. We're getting closer. I believe that we will win. 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 Getting close, though. Very, very, very close. We are about 6 hours away from tip. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Sorry, 7 hours away from tip-off. Forgot I'm on the Eastern time zone. 7 hours away. It would have been seven anyway. 7 hours away from tip-off, basically. Whoo! Both teams have to be a little bit nervous right now. Both fan bases got to be a little bit nervous right now, and rightfully so. This is a chance to go to the NBA Finals. What are we expecting? Expecting a good game. Expecting nip and tuck. Expecting the referees to swallow their whistle, maybe, Vlad? Or are they going to swallow their whistle? Or are they going to start calling everything? Because you know the Scott Foster.
That's going to be the Scott Foster watchers. Everybody's going to want to know if Scott Foster's, you know, making calls that are going against Miami or.
And he's known to call games kind of tight, too. He calls games kind of tight sometimes,
right,
too.
The one thing you don't have to worry about, I don't think there's going to be like any like fracas or anything like that, pushing or shoving.
No, they don't fight anymore in the NBA.
Right, but there's not animosity between these teams.
It's a weird rivalry. Like, it is a rivalry simply because of the familiarity, and they've had to play each other in the playoffs, and they're both, you know, Eastern Conference Finals almost every other year. But there's no, like, we hate them, and, you know, like, people fighting on the court and bickering and just getting nasty about it. I mean, the Grant Williams thing with Jimmy Butler was about as far as it went, and that got shut down real quick because they saw what happened after they poked the bear, as they say. So it is a rivalry, but there, like you said, there's not a lot of animosity, not a lot of hatred. Now, the fans might hate the teams and hate the other fan base.
Oh, no, the fan base hate is animosity.
It's real. That's
real.
There's
animosity between the fan base.
There's not going to be a fight. I don't see a fracas. I don't see a fight. I don't see even a war of words really going down. And
By the way, I love the word fracas.
Fracas. And one of the main reasons is the other team, you don't want to give the other team any fodder, you know? You definitely don't want to say something to Jimmy, because Jimmy will become superhero playoff Jimmy, and he's just going to go off and beat you single-handedly. At the same time, you don't want Tatum or any of those other guys being extra motivated and balling out for 51 points on you, because that's what he did in his last game seven. Was he knows how to put the ball in the basket and score 51 if he really, really needs to. That's why Spo and those guys are game planning like crazy to make sure that he really, really doesn't. I think Jimmy's going to be Jimmy tonight. It seems like he kind of cracked a little bit of the code. Some people are saying he needs to crack the Shakira code. Well, I don't think that's the problem. But he kind of cracked the code of the Boston Celtics towards the end of the game last game. I think he's going to try to get to the line as much as possible. I think that light bulb went off like, wait. Major part of my game is getting to the line, getting these guys in foul trouble, making them play defense on me. And I think he can do that. And, of course, like I told you, don't be freaked out if he doesn't have a huge first quarter, because he may be trying to get everyone else going, Bam Adebayo. And then he will kind of get into his game, and then in crunch time, it'll be Jimmy time. Bam, we need big game Bam. Bam barometer. I need to be looking up at the third, fourth quarter saying Bam's having himself a big boy game. What did you call it, Vlad? What does he need to get?
Oh, he needs to get the In-N-Out double-double with, you know, animal fries.
Yeah, get that animal style right
there. Yeah,
get
the animal style fries. I need 23, 12, and 5.
Did you see Jesus Lizardo, speaking of In-N-Out Burger, he bought Jorge Soler In-N-Out Burger when they were in California recently, because Jorge Soler has hit 8 home runs during Jesus Lizardo's starts. So out of all the starts, Soler has hit 8 home runs. It's really helping out Jesus Lizardo do well. So he bought a bunch of In-N-Out Burgers. So you lived in California like myself. You love In-N-Out Burger.
I love In-N-Out Burgers.
In-N-Out Burger's okay.
Oh, Jesus.
But that's not it. We got game 7. We need more than okay tonight. We need good. Good, good. Real good.
You got the Goosies?
Of course I've got the Goosies, man. I'm ready. I'm excited. It's going to be a great, great night of basketball. Whether as long, you know, if you're a fan, it's going to be a great night. Hopefully, it's going to be a great night for the Heat. I do trust in Jimmy. He has said it over and over and over and over again. We are going to win. Sometimes he specified when they're going to win. Sometimes he just said, we're going to win. What are you laughing at?
No, like what you said, sometimes he specifies we're going to win. And I've been hearing that we're going to win. They haven't won.
There is one point where he goes, we're going to win at home.
Yeah, they haven't won yet.
We're going to win the next game, he also said earlier after game four. But then it kind of shifted to, we're going to win. Don't you worry. We're going to win, guaranteed. There is a watch party tonight at the Kaseya Center. I did see that they got a road rally at the Kaseya Center.
Word?
Yep, that's true. They always do that for like a game set. Like, let's go back to Miami and see what they're doing at the Kaseya Center. It's like half lit and people are throwing beer bottles and wine and everything. Wine. I don't know where they're getting beer bottles and wine from, but throwing beer in the air and everything like that. So, yeah, and I'm sure it's not free because nothing in this world is free, especially in South Florida. But I'm sure it's a reasonable price if you go to the Kaseya Center.
I might go there and just, you know, check out what the fans are, how the fans are feeling.
Yeah, I mean, I already told you, I'm working / watching the game tonight over at Funky Buddha, so we're going to be like in the back room.
Oh, that's right. Everything, you know what, going. I'm going to show you love.
I'm going to see this. Where? Let's see it. What is, let's this watch party. I'm trying to see if there's a price on it, if it's absolutely free. Oop. This is for game 5. That's not going to do us any good. Game 7. Go to the old Miami New Times. I love the Miami New Times.
All right. Let me read.
Ticket prices are $10.
Oh, $10 is not bad.
$10 so you can get funky with some of your best friends and go absolutely crazy at the Kaseya Center.
Let me read some tweets here.
Yes, please. I've heard there's some good ones.
Yeah. Somebody from the 909 said, you will no longer claim the Miami Heat if they lose tonight.
Of course I will claim the Miami Heat if they lose tonight. I'm ride or die with the Heat, man. Come on.
We get a text from the 407. I feel how you feel, Dan Day. I'm married to the Orlando Magic as a Magic fan, but I watched their hotter and more successful sister, the Miami Heat, and I'm rooting for her.
Yeah, you know, keep it close to home right there. But yeah, if you're like, look, I've been the fan of a terrible organization for a long time. The Saints were terrible for a long time. Pelicans aren't still not that great, but man, if you stick with the team, the high you get from them winning is unbelievable. That Super Bowl, oh my goodness. When the Marlins win the World Series again, oh, it's going to be great. When the Heat overcome this 7-game doubt that people might have for them, and then they go on and beat the Nuggets when everybody thinks they're going to lose to Nikola Jokic and those guys, it's going to be so good. And you're going to say, we might have had some tense times, but man, it was all worth it in the end. So stick with your team.
Jeez, man, these tweets, man. My God.
Come on.
224, Heat Nation despises Boston more than any other fan base ever. F them.
Really? Okay. Wait, okay, Heat Nation. So yeah. did the Heat Nation,
Boston more than any other fan base.
Is that the most despised fan base? The 76ers always kind of stood out to me.
I think they hate Boston. They hate Boston more than they hate the Knicks.
More than the Knicks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is crazy.
Okay.
If the Heat lose tonight, somebody from this text from the 786, if the Heat lose tonight, it'll be like death by 1,000 cuts.
It's going to hurt.
It's pain you don't
Losing
want
a series hurts enough. Getting one game away from the NBA Finals hurts enough. Getting reverse swept one game away from the NBA Finals, ooh, I don't even want to know what that feels like. Like you said, Vlad, it's worse than walking in on your old lady.
It's worse than seeing, you know, yes.
With your best friend?
Oh, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Just trying to see how bad it hurts.
It doesn't
Not gonna find
matter.
Out. Not going to find out.
Doesn't matter.
Not going to find out.
Doesn't matter. It's a pain. It's a suffering pain that just will never, never go away. It lingers. Just stays with you forever. Text from the 954. You can tell he's not a Bam fan. Bam is a coward. Can't count on that bum to do anything.
Oh, somebody, yeah, I saw this number before. Jimmy can have all the bad games he wants, but not that bum out of bio.
The Heat will never hear the end of it if they lose Game 7, being the first 3-0 team to lead.
It's
text from the 661. Yeah, bro, you don't want to feel this pain, man. I've said this earlier. I said it yesterday. This is a pain you don't want to feel. Take it from a guy who witnessed it 19 years ago.
And still have not lived it down to this moment.
I have not lived this down. Even with the title in 09, even if you beat them, it's something. It just stays with you. And you don't want this, guys. You don't.
It's easy. Go out there and win tonight. Eric Spoelstra, be the better coach. Jimmy Butler, be the best guy on the court. Bam Adebayo, give us the good Bam Adebayo that we need. Caleb Martin, do what Caleb Martin does this playoff series. Also, Gabe Vincent, tough it out, man. I know that ankle's hard, but you got to go out there. Max Strus, get loose. Play some defense. Weather the storms. Don't worry about those Boston fans yelling racist stuff at you because they've been known to do that. just go out there and get it done so we don't have to have that feeling and we don't even have to worry about it and we'll have a couple of days off and we can get ready for what lies ahead. Jimmy Butler said it over and over and over again. We're going to win. Believe in Jimmy. That's the faith I have. That's the only reason why. Not the only reason why, but that's the main reason why I'm believing in the Heat tonight, because he has confidently and calmly said over and over again, we're going to win. And I can just feel it in my gut, my guts, that Jimmy's going to come out and say, I told y'all that we were going to win. Y'all didn't want to listen.
Is it a legacy?
Y'all didn't want to believe.
Is it a legacy-defining game for Jimmy?
Yeah.
Legacy-defining for Spo?
No. Spo, I think his legacy is pretty cemented. Yeah. I think it's pretty cemented. UD, it just helps his legacy. Looks really good.
So this is on Jimmy and Bam. This is legacy-defining. This is a legacy-defining game for Bam.
This is a big game for Bam, yeah, because the narrative on Bam changes drastically if he goes out there and whimpers away and they lose. If he goes out there and he's a man, then he could say, look, I was there for you when you needed me. We got this win. We did it together. We won. But I can just hear Jimmy. I told y'all we were going to win this game. I told y'all. Y'all didn't believe me. Y'all didn't stay calm.
I love when Texas go at it. 312, tonight's the Jimmy Bucket statement performance to go into Boston Garden like LBJ in the Heatles and put it on the Celtics. Somebody from the 786. All right, Cabbage Roll Paulie. That's our guy. You can tell that guy that just sent that message. I like to see, and not the message I read previous, the one about the Jimmy and Bam. Jimmy can have all the bad game he wants, but not that Bam Adebayo. He said that he like to see his fat ass out there trying to do what Bam and Jimmy do on a nightly basis.
Yeah, true. Ty went on. He texts in about the whole whenever Scott Foster teams up with Tony Brothers. In the regular season, the Heat are 0-10, while the Celtics are 7-2. Those stats are true, but that's not a stat I'm worried about. To be honest, I think it's more on the players than on the referees. Now, people say Scott Foster is going to call the game a certain way. That's going to be advantageous to the Celtics. You have to make the adjustment, and that's what it's all about. I'm not going to blame anybody but us. We're the reason we're going to get through. We're the reason that we're not going to get through. Either way, it is all on Heat Nation. Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, nobody but yourself.
It's all on you guys.
It really is all on us. And that's the way you want it. You want it to be all on you. You want to control your own destiny. Game 7, best team win. Let's get going. I believe a lot in this team. I believe in Jimmy. I really need Bam to play well tonight, though.
Last text. Game 6 will go down as the worst loss in Heat history if they lose tonight.
Worst loss in Heat history? I don't know. Losing finals games counts and stuff like that. It'll be one of the most painful losses in Heat history.
I just think the way they lost, it was the last second. Oh. Obviously, the Allen Houston shot is one that you remember.
But that's first round.
But that was first round. I don't remember another, last-minute shot loss.
In the playoffs
by the Heat, or that happened to the Heat.
Interesting. Yeah,
this is tough. 909, tonight will either be a celebratory night for Heat Nation all over or be a dejected offseason like last season, except worse. Like I said, you don't want this pain, guys.
So you're saying for me it's either victory Jameson or tears in my Jameson tonight.
This could be a Patron Henny night, or this could be a Johnny Walker Blue night.
Oh, man, break out the good stuff. It's going to be a good game, 8:30.
What do you have?
I know we're going to get to that. Alejandro Solana, 7 o'clock, pre-heat. Tommy Tagg, pre-game, 8:30. Jason Jackson, Amy Audbert on the call, post-game, post-celebration. Alejandro Solana and Tommy Tagg. I'm telling you. I can hear Jimmy now saying, I told y'all we were going to win. You didn't want to believe me. I told y'all, and I'm telling y'all, they're going to win. They're going to be tight, so the score might be a little low, but I still got 110-107 Miami Heat win. Vlad?
I don't have the score going that high. I see a tight, close game. You guys avoid infamy. You guys avoid infamy. You don't become the first team to lose a 3-0 series lead in NBA history. Miami 99, Boston 93. Old school Eastern Conference playoff game.
Either that or it's a Miami massacre on Memorial Day, and Miami's just going to run them out of the gym, and everyone's going to go home happy tonight. Before we go, though, I do want to say a big salute to all the people that have paid the ultimate price for our country. Freedom is not free. You are the reason and part of the reason why this country is the greatest country in the world. Come at me about that. I do believe it. I mean it. We're not perfect, but we've had some really great people that have given so much to give us what we have. So once again, I hope you have a very happy Memorial Day. I hope your Memorial Day night is very happy. I hope you're extremely hungover at work tomorrow because you'll be celebrating all night. Your eyes will be falling. You'll probably be wearing the same clothes you were wearing yesterday. I don't know who does that.
Hey. I can't see you doing that.
I got the day off. I got the day off tomorrow. No. Shower for me no matter what, whether the Heat win or lose, no matter how boozed up I am. Vlad, you're going to be back tomorrow with Tobin and Leroy.
I will be back with Tobin and Leroy and Jay Figg, and hopefully it'll be a celebratory Tuesday morning and nobody's a jinx, or it can be one of the saddest, if not the saddest, Tobin and Leroy show ever. And people will have to answer for their sins.
Oh, to further get you ready for Game 7's win tonight by the Heat, we've got Hawk Crowder, Alejandro Solana, Jimmy Menthol's coming up next for my cousin, Vladimir Louison. I am Dan Day.
Everyone that served.
Let's go Heat. This has been the Tobin and Leroy Show on 560 WQAM. Later, slug.
Later, fools.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.